Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
Bandwidth for TWIT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWIT Live special number 188, recorded Monday, February 24th, 2014, the Nokia X announcement.
Welcome to TWIT's special report on Nokia's press conference, where they're expected to... How's that?
We don't have a name for it.
Well, they don't have a name. Come on.
Samsung Unpacked 5. Nokia press conference.
Nokia's thing. Press conference. You know.
The press will be conferenced, and we'll be covering it live. We expect them to announce an Android phone, which is probably the shock value here. And it's a little awkward, isn't it? I mean, they're in the middle of selling their mobile division to Microsoft. Yeah. And then they're sneaking this Android phone in there, and it's pretty interesting.
Joining us from VentureBeat, Devendra, is it Devendra Hardwar? Is that how you say it?
Yes, Devendra Hardwar, not Devendra Hardware, although that would be really convenient. Yeah,
Devendra covers this. In fact, was in Barcelona 2 years ago. Mike was, as you were saying before we began, in the Barcelona last year.
Last year, yeah.
Set the scene for us. It's a beautiful city.
It's a beautiful city. It's pretty cold this time of year. People think, you know, it's right there on the Mediterranean. It was bitter cold. And this conference, the FIRA, I believe it's called, the FIRA Grand something or other. I'll get that in a second. But it's a massive conference center that is, you know, it's a lot like Comdex, a lot like CES, kind of a conference room, but very European. Everybody's wearing suits. Mm-hmm. Everybody's dressed really nicely.
They don't call the attendees conference goers. They say delegates.
That's right.
And they expect 75,000 delegates this year, 9,500 press. And Devendra, you were saying that some people say this is kind of a dying event. It doesn't feel that way to me. It feels like, if anything, this is more than Comdex the place to be this year.
Oh, sure. I think leading up to Mobile World Congress this year, a lot of people just didn't give it much credit. Over the past couple of years, you know, there haven't been that many big announcements there. But, you know, we're seeing this Nokia event, Samsung's thing happening in a couple hours. There's big stuff happening, and I still think it's an event worth paying attention to, if only to see companies you don't normally get to see in the U.S.
One of the biggest things that I think signals a change, sea change in a move toward mobile, is that Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, is giving the keynote. He's giving the major keynote.
Yes. Yeah.
And for him to come all the way out to Spain and give a mobile conference keynote, of course, they just are in the process of buying WhatsApp. So they realize that mobile is the future of Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's really the future of everything. And that's why this show is not dying. And this show is right there in the center of the future of where things are going.
Mike asked me an interesting question before we began. He said, would we be here if the rumor weren't that Nokia was going to announce an Android phone? And you know what? We probably wouldn't.
Probably
if this
wouldn't.
Were another Windows phone from Nokia, unless it were something pretty special, another Lumia, I think we wouldn't be here.
And for that reason alone, it's brilliant for them to launch an Android phone, because now it's getting everybody to pay attention to their Windows phones.
Here's a little hint. Right now on the screen in the conference hall, they're showing a lot of Asha phones. That's their low-end phone designed for the developing world, a place where there's no subsidies. I would expect that this Normandy, this codenamed Normandy phone, is intended for those markets, not for
the U.S.
markets.
That's correct. It's going to be a cheap phone. And even though that obviously Microsoft doesn't want to do an Android phone, probably, it's right in line with their new initiative, which they just announced this weekend, which is they want to go after the low end too. Everybody wants these emerging markets. The fact is, the majority of the world's population is not using smartphones, but will be in the next few years. So those are new users. It's, you know, the margins are pretty low, but we're talking about hundreds of millions, possibly a billion or two people over the next 5 years. And everybody wants that market.
Devendra,
sure, that's why Facebook spent like, what, $19 billion on WhatsApp, right? Because
it's
basically for that, yeah.
Nokia is not yet a part of Microsoft, right, Devendra?
Yeah, that deal's still ongoing, and that's probably why this phone, the rumored Nokia X Android phone, that's probably why this is still happening, because I can't imagine if Microsoft actually had a say in what Nokia was doing right now, that this phone would actually come out.
So it's possible this will be the shortest-lived phone since the Microsoft Kin.
Yeah.
That, in other words, as soon as Microsoft finishes the acquisition, I think we're just waiting for China's approval.
That's right.
They'll go, okay, thanks. Kill it. and it's Windows Phone, because it doesn't seem to fit in the strategy. And yet, obviously, Nokia had to put a lot of effort in this phone, because Well, we don't know yet. We're going to find out soon. Stephen Elop's about to take the stage in 55 seconds. I would imagine that in order to do this phone, they would have to provide all the Google mobile services that I'm assuming they're going to use an AOSP kernel. They'll use the basic Android, but they'll have to provide the location services. They're not going to use the Play Store. They'll have to have a Nokia store.
That's right. This is going to be a lot like the Amazon phone or tablet, right? So where they just completely replace everything with their own version of everything. There'll be Microsoft services as well as Nokia services. So there's a controversy in the press as to the degree to which Microsoft is going along with this. Some report that it's a slap in Microsoft's face. Others say that that Microsoft is using Google and is a full participant in all this. It's really an interesting thing, and there are still some unanswered questions. I do believe that there is a possibility that Microsoft could actually continue this phone for a while at least, just to see how it goes. They're going to be running Nokia, the mobile division of Nokia, as a separate company. They're going to keep the Nokia branding. They're not going to suddenly be selling Microsoft phones or calling them, you know, whatever, Surface phones or anything like that. They're going to keep running Nokia as Nokia.
It's a strong brand, I would.
It's a strong brand, and it's, you know, and the thing about Nokia historically has been that they've had a million phones of every description. Right. And so for them to have just one phone or two phones or three phones that are Android phones for a little while running Microsoft services, I could see potentially Microsoft, you know, remember, Satya Nadella is a new guy. We don't know what he's interested in. We do know that he's interested in going after the third world, going after the market that this phone is likely to go after. And so, you know, maybe he's, I don't know, for lack of a better term, open-minded enough to allow Microsoft to own a company that sells Android phones.
Cloud guy, right? So for him, it's all about the services and getting on as many devices as possible.
That's right.
What's really interesting, though, is that it makes sense for Microsoft to test out Android for a bit, but there were all those rumors about Microsoft working on a Surface phone. And, I've had some chats with Microsoft people and they couldn't say it outright, but it's clear that they're working on something too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with that device, which would have been Microsoft produced, and whatever happens once they get Nokia too.
And I believe there we go. The event has begun.
The crowd here today, the excitement is positively palpable. The reason for that? Well, you're naturally curious about Nokia's future given our continued leadership in affordable mobile phones.
This is Stephen Elop, who was for a while a candidate for the CEO of Microsoft. Was a Microsoft guy, went to Nokia.
Now he's in charge of Xbox.
To the internet. We're going to be
true?
Building
among
our
other
recent
things,
momentum
yeah.
across the
Hope
business.
So, thanks.
For example, towards the end of 2013, we continued to show improving results. We saw Windows Phone become the fastest growing mobile operating system in the world. We've gone from a standing start with
that's
Windows
a
Phone
fudgy kind of
to more
statistic.
Than
10% sure
share
yeah.
in several
It's easy
markets
to be the fastest growing
Europe,
when you're starting from nothing,
yeah.
right?
Markets yeah. like the United Kingdom.
They doubled.
Italy,
yeah, when you go from 1%
Belgium,
to 1.5%,
Poland,
that's 50%.
And of course, our home country, Finland.
I'm not saying that's
as well as the same levels of market share and growth in emerging markets like Nigeria, Thailand, and Vietnam. We saw Lumia sales double year on year, led by the Lumia 520 and the Lumia 1020, a number of which I see right here in the
front
row
hardware.
Taking great pictures.
If they would have done an Android Lumia,
in fact,
forget
the
about
Lumia
it. They would have one of the
520
no, I think
is
right.
the number one selling smartphone
nice
in
hardware.
The world in the 75 to 150 euro price band. An amazing success.
Because Apple
and
doesn't offer a phone that
we
inexpensive.
We continue to introduce new innovation in and around Lumia. For example, just last week, we introduced Treasure Tag, which is a proximity accessory that helps you find your bag or your keys if you lose them. And just 2 weeks ago, we launched the Nokia Lumia Icon with Verizon Wireless in the United States. Plus, we've added some fantastic applications to the Windows Phone ecosystem, including Instagram, Vine, Mint, Path, and Subway Surfers.
Is that really real?
And today, I'm very pleased to announce
which of these does not
BBM, Adobe Photoshop Express, and FoodPanda will be coming
Thank
to
God
Lumia.
God, we finally have FoodPanda.
Now, we introduced developers, yes.
Yeah.
Particularly
yeah,
in emerging markets, we're going to see
Instagram,
a lot of interest.
Instagram, big,
in BBM,
Vine, big, FoodPanda.
Now, we introduced developers to the Nokia Imaging SDK last July. Since then, many developers have built Lumia imaging applications.
This is a smart move on their part. They've got a great camera hardware,
and today
you're able to develop apps that actually appear as part of the camera app
to version
through the SDK.
1.1.
This is a good idea.
It is
with
brilliant.
This new release.
Well, once again, imagine
we're
that as an
bringing
Android.
Developers
yeah.
new
It'd
features.
Be up there with the top five
features like
easily.
Image editing, performance optimized filtering, and reframing. Plus, developers can now realize the potential of a converged Windows app experience. The SDK for Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8.1 is derived from the same code base. So developers can reuse their code across the Windows platform
and Lumia.
That's
not a Steve Jobs keynote. That's
starting today,
it never is.
Developers
not, even
can
Apple's
download the SDK
no longer.
From the Nokia developer site
Nobody
for Lumia,
like
Windows 8.1 tablets,
Stephen's
and
energy is good,
PCs.
And I think that's important. It's also clear that he's
now
positioning this.
Phones
we're not giving up on
year,
Windows Phone.
Right. We launched
right.
many
Contrary
new
to rumors.
Colorful Asha devices. And we continue
Asha's
our
run
leadership
their
in
version of Symbian's
phones.
S60.
In fact, the
I think
Nokia
even older
105, which
S40s.
Was a major hit yeah. here at Mobile World Congress just exactly 1 year
not
ago,
a very up-to-date
has been a tremendous
system.
Hit with people. We are selling up to 1 million Nokia 105 phones every single week. It's a really impressive number.
Great sales for a low-end phone.
Now, this yeah. momentum yeah. is amplified.
Well, look at
as
it. It's a candy bar phone. That is,
yeah.
that is a feature phone, virtually.
Business.
I would have loved that phone 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Transaction
yeah.
with Microsoft, Lumia, Asha, and our feature phones will become part of a broader family of devices and services. As Microsoft's new CEO, Satya Nadella, said, and I quote, "We have the opportunity to reimagine what we have done in the past for a mobile-first and cloud-first world, and we can do
you
new things."
You said it, Devendra. Mobile-first, cloud-first.
So today,
first,
ladies
that's
and gentlemen,
the new Microsoft.
I'm going to show
yeah,
you a number
sure.
of new things that we're doing for people around the world. My first introduction today, I'm very proud to show this device, is the new Nokia 220, our most affordable internet-ready
like a,
mobile phone.
A music player.
Yeah. It's very small.
Yeah. On screen.
Apparently has 8-bit sound, which is really exciting.
That's adorable, actually,
yeah,
though.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
Looking at it carefully, hard to tell what OS the 220 is running.
At 29 euros,
€29.
The Nokia 220 costs less than a month's broadband service.
About $50.
But opens up yeah. a lifetime of possibilities. At this price, millions of people can connect to the internet for the very first time using nothing else but the Nokia 220.
The Nokia That's the key. Connect to the internet for the very first time.
And colorful
right.
and comes
are, these, this is for people in developing
display.
Nations.
It is
they don't
also
have internet
a
access.
Super affordable
they don't
way
have a computer at
for
home.
People to connect, gather information,
and
use the
companies like Facebook have to love this.
Using
That's why
preloaded
WhatsApp
Facebook
makes a lot of sense in a world
people
where people
part
are connecting for the very
global
first time.
Conversation.
That's right.
Now,
SMS
while these apps are part
countries.
Of our daily lives, the Nokia 220 will introduce those apps to millions of people around
right.
the world
right.
for the very first time.
That looks like Nokia's S20, but markets. With like a Mego skin.
What's more?
Interesting, yeah.
People can use the Nokia
It's definitely
220
not Android, right?
To explore
yeah.
the wider
it looks
world
like Symbian,
online
yeah, yeah.
with mm-hmm. Microsoft's
but Mego,
Bing Search,
is still around.
Which
this
we
was
have
their
integrated
kind of
into
Linux-based.
The Nokia Express browser.
Was it? Was
we
it? Were they using it on Asha?
Into making
they were using
the
it on the PureView 808.
They were.
The first time we saw
That's
that great PureView camera. It never showed up in anything else.
That was the
very first mobile phone ownership.
Computer in the chat room says the 220 is running S40.
The basics.
There you
the
go.
The Nokia 220 is available in single and dual SIM variants. Dual SIM, as you know, lets people
swim.
Swap the SIM
dual
cards
SIM.
On
Dual's
the go.
Very big.
That's a
and we give
yeah, and I had to ask about that,
Nokia
but apparently
essentials.
Very important for
a battery
migrant workers, people
a
who travel in you know
two
within these areas.
Camera, yeah. 51 hours of
Did
music
you say
playback,
2 megapixel?
2G internet. And some of the
Sounds
world's
like it,
most
yeah.
popular
yeah.
social applications.
So this is a phone
available
that
immediately for just 29 euros for the single SIM version. The Nokia 220 sets a new standard for a desirable first mobile phone.
It's really pushing that concept, first mobile phone.
Would this be an Asha, considered an Asha phone, Devendra? He didn't
I don't
say
think
Asha.
So. The Asha phones now, are touch-based from what
Asha
I've seen.
Okay.
Oh, here
there
we go.
You've separate. Seen over the last year,
so this is the lowest end phone Nokia sells.
Yeah, lowest end touch-based. I love their cases, so rugged.
Asha introduced design, color, and innovation like Fastlane. It also introduced Swipe to people in more than 130 countries around the world.
A lot of Slash Film fans here rooting for you, Devinder.
Last year, we introduced a whole family
I should join the chat,
of new Asha devices.
Trying to pay attention to this.
That's okay. You don't have to. It's a lot. I'll pay attention
camera.
For you.
Today, I'm very pleased to be introducing a new, even more affordable member to the Asha family.
More affordable. So these are full screen touches, yeah. Touch phones.
In fact, they don't.
That does look like Android. Yes, it is.
Doesn't look like there are any physical buttons on the front.
And now that this is the Asha 230.
Introducing the Nokia Asha 230.
Yep.
Our most affordable Asha touch device ever.
Boy, that does look like it could be a repurposed Android. It's hard to tell.
It does have a camera.
At 45 euros, the Asha 230 is a stunning addition to the family with a fresh design and smooth navigation, including Fastlane, for young, aspirational people all over the world.
So that's 60.
Notice, by the way, WhatsApp right on the front screen of that.
Phones yeah. For the first time,
it's no accident.
The Asha 230 so 62, is an exciting
62
first step
US
into
dollars,
full
62
touch.
Bucks,
just like the rest of the Asha family, you can enjoy the phone's features just by swiping. Quickly and easily. The Asha 230 is a joy to use. Each movement is easy and
WhatsApp
fluid.
Again.
Waking up the phone is as simple as a double tap on the screen. When you swipe from the home screen to Fastlane, it brings everything you love right into focus. And we've heard from many
Facebook,
people
Twitter.
That they love Fastlane because it helps them get more and do more with every single swipe. At a glance, you can see how many comments your photo has received on Facebook or information about your last gaming session. What's more, the Asha 230 unleashes all sorts of creativity.
The real question
For
is
example,
whether they'll even
Asha
say the word
Motion
Android at any point.
Is a new application
right.
that
mm-hmm.
people can use to create
they
colorful designs that you can save as wallpaper. People can even access that app from Fastlane to create a new design to personalize their Asha and share it.
It's nice.
With
they
friends
have their cheapest
family.
Phone ever. To lack of better
now,
and
as part of the Asha family,
the
it also brings another
like
really
just like
interesting
a phone
capability.
That will barely get by.
Starting in April,
Plants versus
people
zombies,
can get a software update that will bring a whole new experience to all Asha devices, including those that were introduced last year. This is our second full update to the Asha platform since we launched it. Something that's very different.
Yeah, I don't think this is Android yet. Looks like it's still S40.
Is it? Yeah.
This new
it's real hard to tell
will
for me.
Include
I mean,
Microsoft yeah. mm-hmm. OneDrive, which is Microsoft's new name for SkyDrive. With OneDrive, people will be able to store photos and videos straight to the cloud from all of their Asha devices.
I thought it was FoodPanda. I didn't.
The Asha software update also includes some great apps, smarter imaging, and Fastlane advances.
The hardware looks kind of like an iPhone 5C.
It also
looks like a 5C. You can see why Apple went
radio,
to the 5C design.
Which brings music yeah. streaming and
Nokia was really quick
playlists.
To point out Apple.
I think
oh,
that's
colors.
The Mixed Radio
yeah.
team over there.
To us.
I'm kind of
yeah.
guessing. The Nokia Asha 230 goes on sale immediately around the globe.
So, Devinder,
for just
what is the app
euros.
Situation on these Asha phones?
Now,
is there a store, or do they just come with the
yeah,
apps?
Yeah, from what I've seen, there is a central store, but it's not a huge platform, so it's not like anywhere near the amount of yeah. apps that Android has or something.
More and more people yeah. are buying a smart, affordable smartphone.
Now they're jumping from Asha to Lumia.
Than, let's say 100 euros. To date, the Lumia family and the Asha family have given people great choices.
The 520 is a fairly low-cost phone.
Range
yeah, the
is a massive
yes.
opportunity
and runs Windows
for
phone.
Us.
What's there?
According
what's
to
their
Strategy
margin
Analytics, for example,
like
the market for ultra-affordable smartphones will grow four times faster than the rest of the smartphone market. So, we are going after it with multiple options at many price points to suit different needs.
There's the X.
We see a yep. different but complementary opportunity to introduce a stunning, surprising new family that strengthens our affordable smartphone portfolio.
Family phones, huh?
As this is going on, by the way, Sony is across town with a competing web press conference. They just announced their Z2 platform, the Xperia Z2. Yeah, looks similar to the other Xperias, I know. Plants vs. Zom, I'm glad. That's a great game. I love Plants vs. Zom. The screen's not big enough to show the whole name. Wow, this is dramatic.
Oh, looks like a...
It feels like a Windows Phone tile experience.
Yes, right.
As rumored. Nokia X.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the new Nokia X and the Nokia X Plus.
Nokia
there
X
they are,
Plus.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hmm.
All right.
They're very, they look like a small Lumia.
These are
either
two
this is
their
small phone
beautifully
or he's a
designed,
man.
Affordable.
They're really writing
Nokia
that design concept all the way.
Yeah.
That both of them run Android applications.
And there's the word Android.
They include unique Nokia experiences, and they include a wide array of popular Microsoft services.
So the rumors are pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate,
these devices have been crafted with painstaking attention to detail.
Four-inch WVGA
they continue
display.
Our pattern of bold, vibrant colors that make a unique representation. They come with Nokia's monobody design, allowing it to truly stand out. Building on our iconic design, the Nokia X and X Plus have a generous 4-inch touchscreen. The Nokia X Plus also includes extra memory and more storage with an SD card, so people can enjoy even more multimedia experiences. Both the
Nokia
be
low cost
X
all the way around,
and the X Plus have fluid navigation that we'll demonstrate in just a second, and it includes an enhanced Fastlane user interface experience. Now, we've preloaded some great applications on the Nokia X family.
Fruit Ninja,
applications
Facebook.
Like Skype and Facebook. Plus, the Nokia X and X Plus are built
Angry Birds,
on the
Vine.
Android open source project software.
Twitter, AOSP.
Which means people have access to hundreds of thousands of applications right out of the box.
Well, that's interesting.
With AOSP, we benefit from the Android
without
app
GMS,
and
a lot of these apps will not run without
but
the
we
Google
have
mobile
differentiated by adding our own services and user experience. As well, the Nokia X
so BBM,
and X
BlackBerry
Plus
Messenger, there,
introduce
Outlook.
People to signature Nokia experiences like Hear Maps and Nokia Mix Radio, Q Mix Radio Team. Okay.
Radio is really big in the developing nations. Not so
plus,
much here, but
we are
really is an important part of these phones.
Customers around the world to popular Microsoft services.
Services
like
Skype Pandora are
and
really
OneDrive,
only US
Outlook.com, and more to come.
I would imagine, yeah. And
the
not
Nokia
available.
Nokia X
in many,
takes right. people to Microsoft's cloud, not to Google's cloud. This was very
Ooh.
Deliberate
yep, there
because
it is.
The Nokia
yeah, this
X family,
sharp.
With this, Microsoft will be able to reach people it has never talked to before around the world.
Again, this is the Amazon strategy.
At the same time,
yep. use Android
this approach
to
allows Android developers
shut Google
to
out.
Easily bring their applications to the Nokia X family in just a few hours, if even that. People can access free applications from the Nokia store. It'll be a high-quality, curated experience in the Nokia store. But as well, you can access applications from other application stores, such as the Yandex store or SlideMe.
Yandex is Russia. I don't know where SlideMe is.
People can sideload applications.
I think it's pretty obvious Microsoft is involved in this. I mean, with the OneDrive
now, for
and all
developers,
that. I mean,
Nokia X is a great
they're
way
an Android company
to
now.
Increase revenue in growth markets.
Well, they always have, but they actually make more money on Android
the
than
Nokia
according to
is optimized for
a lot of sources.
Economy
they make $1.6 billion.
People want to start off right? with
licensing Android.
That are free.
This is a
we
story
help
from Android Authority.
By offering different monetization
according
methods.
To, Android Authority, Microsoft netted $1.6 billion.
For example, we offer
from,
try and
Android
buy
licenses,
as part of our
more than it makes
experience.
On Windows Phone.
We also have operator
but,
billing in place for people that do not have credit cards.
That's
our operator billing is right now up and running in 60 markets with more than 160
That's a, that, I think an opportunity to make a lot
these
of money.
These models have yeah. been very successful for developers like Facebook and EA. So, time to get inside this device. I'd like to invite Neil Broadley from our mobile phones team.
You know, you're watching live coverage of Nokia's press conference in Barcelona, where it is 8:40, 8:50 in the morning. And yes, they've announced an Android phone as well as a couple of new Asha phones.
That's right.
Some of the first experiences on our Nokia X family. So,
at the same time, Sony's event, they've announced their new flagship phone, the Z2, the Xperia Z2, which is the first Sony phone to support 4K video.
Yeah.
Samsung's been doing that on the Note 3, but this would be a new two of the Sony phones.
And I think we're going to see a few more of those.
I expect that will be a big
push. Such a useless thing on mobile, but yeah.
I don't know. Well, Sony makes 4K displays, you know, TVs.
Now, the first thing you're going to see is that our home screen is directly influenced by our
special
Lumia
glasses so you can
family.
See that resolution.
We have a tile-based home screen.
So I feel this is like the most excited anybody has been for low-end phones. Yeah. So that's kind of funny.
Yep.
The home screen.
It makes sense,
fast,
though, because
really nice
growth has happened in the high-end phones. And so if you're going to continue to grow, you really need to do it in the part of the world where they haven't yet bought smartphones.
But it's ironic because they're using Android, and people are responding as if it's a regular Android phone, but it isn't a regular Android phone. It doesn't have many of the advantages.
Boy, that is nice. So it has the UI of kind of a Windows phone.
We've also taken some other elements from
Lumia. It definitely took some liberties, though. Yeah. It's very different.
What he's just showed was that you have these blocky sort of squares, and as you move them around, the other squares kind of move out of the way, very fluid, circular form. It was really a cool interface.
Reminds me a lot of Windows Phone.
It's actually more flexible than Windows Phone.
Right.
Microsoft must be annoyed.
I wonder if Microsoft was involved in the design of this UI.
I think Nokia has been clearly working on this for at least a year or two. I would guess this has been a project
radio,
that's been ongoing.
Free online and offline maps from here and here drive satellite navigation.
I mean,
you'll also see incredibly popular third-party apps like
performance
Vine,
of the screen drawing and so on look too. Fantastic.
Now, one of the Way other elements the early that we brought phones. To the Nokia X is the ability to use elements like folders and widgets to personalize your screen further. So, for example, if I want to add a folder, I can just press and hold on a tile.
Folders and widgets, oh my.
I'll create a folder that's...
Well, Windows Phone just got a notification center.
I'll create a folder for my app stores.
This is something that Windows Phone does not do, is folders.
Just drag and drop a tile into that folder, and it gets added right there. So really fast, really easy to do.
So they didn't mention the Google Play Store. That's part of the Google Mobile Services. If you make a handset, you can always use the open platform AOSP. But in order to use Google services, you have to get Google approval. And clearly they don't want to live in the Google world. So I guess you could sideload apps from others.
You said you could also do it from SD cards, but I'm sure you could do it just by downloading apps too.
And I think the bigger point is that a developer who is on the Google Play Store can, just as they do with Android on Amazon, submit their app to the whatever the Nokia Store is.
The big picture for users, though, is that it's confusing. I don't think users are going to know exactly what or how to go about interacting with regular Android apps. And it's another fork of Android.
So I stand corrected. Nokia does have folders for Lumia devices. That must have been part of the recent update.
People really value the ability to control what appears there. So, for example, we've introduced privacy features. Like if you just press and hold on the fast lane, you can see with those little X's, I can immediately control and remove any elements of the fast lane I don't want to appear there. Now, of course,
Fastlane is kind of a launcher.
Android apps. It's kind of this thing they made for the Asha phones, just for people to get to what they need to really quickly.
Very briefly, in other Mobile World Congress news, Qualcomm just announced a new Snapdragon processor called the Snapdragon 801. That's right, and it's expected to be the premium chip for 2014 devices. Almost everything, the high-end stuff at Mobile World Congress has the 800.
Yeah, Snapdragon 800 quad-core.
Let's hope they don't cancel this one like 4 weeks from now.
That would be...
They did that for the last chip, yeah.
Did they? Really? Wow.
Yeah, they announced one for smart TVs. and disappeared a couple of weeks later.
The 801 has integrated 4G LTE Cat 4 and faster Wi-Fi.
It's also a 64-bit chip, which is significant. Yes. Apple, of course, announced a 64-bit chip for its new generation of iPhones and iPads. And Qualcomm, I think, a little bit with their pants down. They didn't think, and they were right, that anybody on mobile needed 64-bit processors.
That's right.
But since they're there, they've got to do it.
And it's, you know, chicken and egg, so that you have to get the processor out there first, and then the dedicated apps that can really take advantage of it are going to come much later. But you have to get started.
So what's
interesting about the Nokia X, it looks like they also brought basically the Windows Phone keyboard to Android as well.
Is it the same keyboard? Interesting.
It looks very similar, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's an initial introduction to the Nokia X family. That's a decent keyboard. It's not bad.
No, I think it's usable. I believe they were Microsoft's about to add swipe capabilities to it.
The Nokia X and the X Plus are great additions to the Nokia family.
What about Cortana?
ALU and the whole mobile
the
phone
voice
team
act. Have that done probably a is something a little too much to
yeah,
do on a lower
end.
Yeah,
that's not going to show up on this phone.
But with these new things, we also wanted to introduce some bigger things.
Some bigger things.
Family. I'm pleased to announce
tablets?
That we have a third Nokia X device, the Nokia XL.
Nokia XL, oh, bigger phone.
X there Plus, and tablet. Now an XL. It's the same OS, it looks like.
Yep, looks like a
big honking
version.
The Nokia XL is a big, bold smartphone. It has a 5-inch display.
5-inch display.
And a
5-megapixel
rear-facing camera with flash and autofocus. It is a brilliant way to play
games, autofocus, you say.
Watch videos, and listen to
by
music.
By today's standards, that's
and
not a huge phone, but it's big.
Yeah.
Front-facing camera.
Well, this is, you know, what they're doing is they're really covering the waterfront. They go from the very lowest-end phones with the 220 up to the 1020, which is a very high-end, expensive phone.
And the
X series really covers all three of the kind of inexpensive phone.
And again, in the markets they're going after, a lot of people use their phone as their only computer.
Five-inch
so a 5-inch one makes a lot of
WBGA
sense.
Capacitive touchscreen, 2-megapixel front-facing camera, which is just perfect.
LED flash.
WVGA at 5 inches.
Back,
so it's not super high resolution.
Standout design and a beautiful camera with an LED flash.
Is that 720?
2-megapixel front camera.
WVGA is 800 by 480. So you've got a big screen, but not a lot of dots on that screen.
One of the games that will be available
and that's how they get
for Nokia XL is Plants vs. Zombies 2 from our colleagues.
And
BBM is on all the front pages here.
So,
yeah.
Those of you familiar with Plants vs. Zombies 2, it's all about time travel. Here I am playing one of the levels in the Egyptian level of the game. And I've paused the game just so you can see some of the action on my phone. Hopefully,
this is a fairly challenging game at this level. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of characters, and it's handling it okay. But again, it's not a super high-res screen, 800 by 480, despite the size.
On your Nokia XL screen, so really, really tremendous. Great title.
In fact, really, a 5-inch screen at that resolution is not something anybody who's used to higher-end smartphones is going to want.
Yeah.
But again,
reminds me of the Android days from a couple years ago.
Yeah, yep. That's not the market. I mean, this is an aspirational phone for, I think, for the same markets that Asha is big in, the developing
so
world.
This is like a high-end Asha in terms of the market.
Now, the way I'm going to show you that is
an interim phone between
on the home screen of the device. And we have something called Universal Search as well, which is a great way
which
to search
is Bing, of course.
My home screen. So, for example, I'm a huge football fan, so while I'm here in Barcelona,
they're really throwing Microsoft lots of bones here because
yeah.
Microsoft probably wasn't in the process of developing its own Android phone. Now they get to pick one up just easily.
You know, it's going to come down to how well they handle the back-end services. I think it's interesting. They're saying Android. They're almost even sounds like implying this is as good as an Android phone. They're not hiding it by any means like Amazon does.
That's right.
Yeah. They said it runs Android apps, but they didn't say it runs Android. So the language is very, very particular here.
And they didn't say that it runs all Android apps. And it doesn't.
And
you know, looking at this demo makes me think that the most brilliant thing Microsoft could do is continue this phone. Because what they're doing is, they have this Android phone out there that's a competitor to their own Windows Phone operating system, but people are using their services. They're becoming fanboys of their cloud services. So that's a good thing. And then you can, you know, when next time they get a phone, maybe they'll move up to a Windows phone.
Right. Yeah. The Note X family. It definitely makes sense. They were trying to position Windows Phone for low-end users as well. And that, I feel like it makes more sense to move to something like this and have people
they
bump right up.
They could get the 520, which is their lowest end down below, I think, $100. I think it was
$100. Yeah.
Way too expensive for this market.
Apple's
subsidized.
Right. Apple's whole model is based on the gateway drug model. They got a bunch of Windows users to use iPods, got them into the Apple store. Next thing you know, people are switching.
But this is the point. Is Apple does not have a phone for these markets and doesn't seem to want to have a phone.
Right.
In fact, the rumors are going to kill the 5C. They're really abandoning this market. Google, with Android, Samsung, all the other Android manufacturers, there are a lot of third-party AOSP manufacturers in China and India. Those people are very much in these markets. And now Microsoft, seeing an opportunity here, they've done very well in markets where the iPhone isn't. I think this is a smart move for them.
I mean, Apple's, the profits for each Apple phone.
A OneDrive offer of 10 gigabytes of free cloud storage available from the Nokia store.
This is exactly what you're talking about, Devendra. This lock them into the Microsoft ecosystem, starting with OneDrive.
Overall, we're delighted to be able to offer some of the best of Microsoft with the Nokia X.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
1 month free of Skype, and which is, I think, a compelling offer,
Nokia
and 10
S
gigs
family.
Free on OneDrive.
All three devices give people access to a world of Android apps
love his
through
sneakers.
The Nokia store and dozens of third-party
Converse for crazy Converse.
But unlike competitor devices,
I think I remember them. I'm not sure if it's a trend for him, though.
Experiences and popular Microsoft services through beautifully designed, quality-made
I think this is a win.
Nokia devices.
Yeah, I really do. I think this is smart. There's a risk of having such a broad range of products that it confuses consumers. But I think these products are targeted to different markets. Certainly the U.S. market is going to be confused because they're not even going to see the Oshas or the 220s. They're probably not going to see the Androids.
I mean, an Android phone is kind of a...
Okay. Early Q2, 109 euros. This overlaps strongly with the 520. That's the same.
Starting in growth markets.
The base X is 99 euros. Yeah. Or no, 89. So, yeah.
It's still expensive. But then you've got the 220, which is very, obviously, very inexpensive.
To step aside and give you some strategic context about Nokia's full family of devices.
That's pricey.
Yeah.
Lumia basically continues to be our primary smartphone strategy.
Well, this way they don't erode what the Asha was really good at. So you can step it all the way up,
It's pretty smooth gradation from the very low end to the very high end. You can pick a price point.
And again, an Android phone is a status symbol in some countries.
Right.
Live tiles, Xbox games, and many other elements.
These are good-looking
phones.
The
Nokia X family serves the fast-growing, affordable smartphone segment, in particular for people in growth markets. Nokia X products will generally be priced below our Lumia smartphone family.
Okay,
as we go forward and in the not-so-distant future, you should expect to see Lumia devices launched at lower and lower price points while we push the Nokia X family to price points that trend below that.
Hmm. And eventually, Asha will just disappear, probably.
The XL is coming in Q2.
X
available immediately.
I don't know if this is us or the bandwidth coming from Nokia, but their stream has just died.
They need to pay Comcast for a special...
So Devendra, is this about what you expected?
Using the Android open source
project, this makes a lot of sense. Google it doesn't erode anything that Nokia is doing right now, and... you know, it's interesting that they're talking about growth markets, whereas normally we hear people talk about emerging markets.
Right.
And as everybody's trying to attack, or get these next billion sets of users, we're going to have to think about markets in different ways. You know, the ones that are slightly above emerging and then the ones that are, a little more advanced.
Right.
I think it's interesting that they actually kept the XL secret. I haven't heard rumors about the XL. The rumors were pretty dead on for the Nokia X.
With strong Nokia attributes like design, quality, and reliability. We'll win with unique Nokia experiences like Hear Maps and Mixed Radio.
I really wonder how much these devices cost to build. Because the hardware I saw leaked online was really, really low end.
It
could be really cheap for them.
The familiar tiles. And
but if they could actually make a profit from a low-end phone, that would be amazing.
But for Microsoft, it's also a longer-term strategy of getting people into the Microsoft ecosystem.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's just, we've heard a lot, just positioning this is exactly that.
That's right.
A deliberate strategy
He's doing a better job of selling Microsoft's cloud services than Microsoft has.
I think he is.
Kind of hilarious.
I think he's doing a very good job. Possible population. I wish our stream were a little bit better from Barcelona. You're watching live, yes, live coverage. Poor Devendra, it's 3 in the morning in New York.
Oh, yeah.
It's midnight here, and but it's 9 a.m. in Barcelona, and that's why Nokia's conference and Sony's conference, and apparently Qualcomm's conference, are all going on right now.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to go to sleep and wake right up for the Samsung thing.
Yeah, so. Us too.
It's fun.
Us too.
Touch phones, like the new Nokia Asha 230. Our new Nokia X family, which are affordable smartphones with Android apps, Nokia experiences, and Microsoft services
that this
designed
thing would have a 1,500 milliamp hour battery,
and our primary smartphone strategy, Lumia, which is where you will see the greatest
innovation. But on a device this, like this, it might be long enough. I mean, it's hard to tell. I think it's
If it's a 1 gigahertz CPU,
as I mentioned,
it could go for a while.
Today, we are introducing a number of very new things to people all around the world.
I think the key on this is, and he even said this, these are AOSP Android devices, but on top of it, Nokia's great services. The Here services are really good. The Here mapping is really good. Microsoft's OneDrive, Microsoft's Bing. I think this is saying we're going to make an Android phone that's a better Android phone than the clunky AOSP phone that a lot of these emerging markets are getting.
That's right.
That's a good value proposition.
That's right, and they're not going to be selling it as here's an Android phone. It's going to be
like, here's a phone.
Here's a high-quality phone, full screen, that has all these awesome services. And
there they are. They're wrapping up. That is either that or they're frozen solid.
Well, if anything, it looks like this sort of justifies the Nokia acquisition, if that goes through.
So, yeah, it puts Microsoft in a very good position.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you again for joining us today.
So the stream
Anna
is on
Mangahos,
their end, the problem.
And I'm part of the Nokia.
Yeah, no. they're having, everybody's reporting
this
problems
is not just
screen.
Us.
Right.
This is going on. And I think that, I'm not sure what they're going to do next, but I would guess that she's going to invite the press to go see those phones,
right.
Touch the phones, and that's typically what happens at the ends of these events. I think this does. I think you're exactly right. This does explain Microsoft's acquisition of Nokia, and it positions Windows Phone, I think, quite well in the one area of growth that still remains. You can say
right.
Samsung and Apple can fight over the U.S. market, over the European markets, and we will compete fairly well with the high end Lumias there.
That's right.
But we can get much larger market shares in areas where they aren't competitive.
The bigger Microsoft strategy is to go after these emerging markets.
Yeah.
And they're not ready yet with Windows Phone. They just announced a whole bunch of new announcements, new OEMs to build the handsets. They've announced new criteria for building a phone. They've kind of dumbed it down a little bit. You don't have to have a camera anymore to have a Windows Phone, a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
But in the interim, they're probably going to continue with this Android phone, this Nokia strategy of covering the entire bottom to the top of the market.
And by the way, it's not a bad strategy. Microsoft announced today as well at MWC that the 520 had outsold all Android phones in the UK over Christmas. So they have, a compelling product in many markets.
Mainly Europe, it looks like.
And even Europe.
Yeah. What we've seen from Windows Phone, especially the cheaper ones, they're selling really well in Europe. And in some countries, they're even dominating smartphone market share, which is kind of interesting, or at least dominating market share for new phones, I believe. But it's a really – the thing is Microsoft has been promising so much for so many years. A couple of years ago, they talked about how they would attack the low end with Windows Phone. But, those devices haven't gotten cheap enough. And, it kind of shows the need for Nokia to make something like this. If Windows Phone was performing as well as Microsoft had wanted, this phone wouldn't exist. But the Nokia X is clearly filling a void right now for Microsoft and Nokia. And that probably explains why Microsoft executives are just a little, they don't quite know how to talk about this phone yet. They don't, they seem kind of awkward just discussing it.
Well, I think Stephen Elop does, and I think he does a great job.
Yep.
And I think he's the right man for the job. I'm very impressed.
Yep.
Is he moving away? I think he's doing other stuff. He's moving into, you said, Xbox.
Xbox, and his title it's all consumer, which is odd because he doesn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he
consumer.
Did a great job, though. I thought it made a very compelling case for these phones.
That was a good presentation, and he made a compelling case for them. And, they sound like they're going to be appealing. Now it's a matter of getting into the relationships in every single country. A lot of times it takes a lot of money. And in some countries, there are single companies, usually it's Samsung, dominating the marketing. You see every billboard is a Samsung billboard. And so this is one of the things they have to fight. And in addition to Samsung in these markets, the Chinese upstarts that are growing very, very fast in China, who are using the Samsung model of going after the low end and then building into the mid-range and then ultimately into Europe, Japan, and the United States. That's the long-term Samsung model that all these Chinese companies like ZTE and others are using. And so this is another thing that Nokia has to contend with, that Microsoft has to contend with going forward. There's just so much competition.
Nokia has a powerful brand in a lot of countries, and I think we've forgotten about that in America too, because we never got the cool Nokia stuff. Right. You know, that was always in Europe and other places. So I think they can really rely on that. And another thing too, like, it'll be really interesting to see how this how the lower end market kind of builds up. I think Lenovo just announced that they're Windows phone licensees now too.
Yes, they did.
LG as well, Foxconn. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So that surprised me a little bit. I thought
Motorola is going to be a really interesting competition for Nokia.
I thought with Microsoft's acquisition of Nokia, it might kill the third party Windows phone marketplace, but apparently it has not. This is all very good news for Microsoft, which really has been a laggard with Windows phone.
It's interesting that LG was announced today, though, because they made some of the early Windows phones.
Oh, interesting, but they're back.
The speculation is that they've have a newfound commitment to the platform, that they're really going to jump in there and be more aggressive with it. So they're clearly not a new one. There's some other companies that kind of threw me off. Gioni, JSR, Carbon, Lava, Longcheer.
That's for all those other markets that nobody's going to touch. Yeah.
Anybody have a Longcheer phone? They're big in Nigeria.
Yeah.
There's a Q&A going on right now. I don't know, John, have we completely lost the feed?
They usually kill the feed for Q&As, unfortunately.
One of the questions, not sure who it came from, the journalist says, you mentioned sideloading of apps. Any standard Android app can be installed. Do you support Google apps? And the answer was, yes, you can. There are certain Google apps that use certain APIs, but the vast majority run out of the box.
Yeah.
If certain apps call APIs, there might be a recompile needed to run on the Nokia X. He's talking specifically about things that call Google Mobile Services.
That's right.
I would imagine. They did not attempt to do API compatibility with GMS, but I think what they're saying is, if you're a third-party developer, anybody but Google, do recompile, you know, call our APIs, and you're going to have a new market.
Yeah, and I actually, you know, if these phones are successful at all, Google will want to participate, will want to join up with Nokia for these things, because I think the most compelling feature of Android right now is Google Now. And Google wants to get that on many devices as possible.
That's right.
So, yeah, if Nokia wins with these phones, eventually Google Play could show up.
The sale of Motorola was Google acknowledging they weren't in the phone business. They didn't want to be in the phone business. They just wanted Android everywhere.
Well, they're in the phone technology business.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in the mobile technology
business.
The weird
phone prototypes, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
And I really think one of the most exciting announcements that came out this weekend is we learned that Google and LG are going to be working together on what's almost certainly going to be a Nexus smartwatch.
I saw that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably going to hit around this summer. It'll probably be handed out like candy, like an Oprah show or something like that, to people at Google I.O., which is
maybe in time for I.O. That would be nice.
It's looking that way. But again, that's what Google is doing and what they should be doing. Google, you covered today on Twit the Project Tango.
Yeah.
That's another example of Google taking a strong leadership position in the technology without selling the product itself.
Right.
So that's really, Google is back. Like, you know, Google is doing what it should be doing instead of selling hardware.
And I think...
Yeah, because they stink at selling hardware.
They do.
Actually.
They do.
As it turns out. And I think Microsoft shows that this might be a three-horse race. There is a shot for a Windows phone. I think we should wrap it up. You and I have to come back here early tomorrow.
That's right.
I'm sure that, Devendra, you'd like a few hours sleep before
would be good,
unpacking the S5. Really great to have you. Devendra is a senior editor at VentureBeat, where you cover the mobile space. And many of our fans recognized you from Slash Film. What is that?
Yeah. I do. It's a movie website, and I do the podcast there every week. I just review a movie. We just did House of Cards recently.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But thanks for having me, guys. This was a ton of fun.
We'd like to have you back on Tech News Today sometime as well. So we'll be in contact for sure.
Devendra Hardawar of VentureBeat.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
Well, Mike,
thanks, guys.
Thank you. Take care, Devendra. Yeah. Thank you for when I proposed coming in at 11:30.
So it was your idea.
Mike did not say no. I think it's important that we do this live coverage, and
I do too.
We've always done it for Apple. We started doing it for Samsung, and I don't think I want to leave out anything as exciting as what we just saw.
I think this is a historic moment. This is a very, very unusual situation. It's an unusual strategy. Everything about it is different. I mean, they're in the middle of this sale to Microsoft. Microsoft is in transition. They have a new CEO, only their third CEO in their history. So it's a whole new Microsoft. It's a whole new Nokia. It's a whole new Android ecosystem. And, you know, the Mobile World Congress show really could be called the Android World Congress.
Yeah.
Android is so dominant there.
Yeah.
And so this is a really interesting development, and I'm glad we covered it live.
I am too. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks to John Slonina for staying up. He had a long day today as well. And we will be back tomorrow morning early, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern time. We're going to do an early edition of iPad today. We're recording two tomorrow. Then, Mike, you have the helm with TNT. Right after, we'll be doing live coverage
that's
of Samsung Unpacked.
Samsung Unpacked, and that's going to be a really interesting announcement.
Galaxy S5.
It's going to be lots of stuff, lots of stuff. And I think there's going to be a waterproof ruggedized phone in there. I really do. It's going to be cool. I love
those.
You can
count on it. Supposedly, I can drop this Xperia in the water.
We should have brought an aquarium.
No. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
On Twitter.